AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, sorry. See, it's a disease.
Okay, we got to start over. Bobby, shut your ass up.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is comedian Clay Monroe. And oh my God, my co-host is Edith Bunker today. Jesus, take the wheel.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Baby, Bobby Clifford is on one of her Edith or Rose from the Golden Girls moments, and I'm telling you, she ain't by herself because Trump and Biden both keep forgetting shit. Good God. Let me just talk. We ain't got there yet. We'll get to that. Welcome to this week's episode of Laugh Alert, ladies and gentlemen, where, oh my God, the conversation before this show, you had to be there. You just had to damn be there, but you're here now. Make some noise for my co-host, the beautiful Miss Icon, Miss Bobby Clifford. How you, Tuts?
How have you been?
I've been good, Tuts. I've been pretty good.
What did you do this weekend?
This past Friday, I was at the Yamava Theater, sold out with Tiffany Haddish and a guy named Andrew Siegel, who was very funny. And one of my muses, Chris Spencer, who was exceptionally funny and gave me a great praise. And then this Friday and Saturday, I'm with Tiffany Haddish at the Laugh Factory in Covina. I just got that gig today. But February the 2nd and 3rd, we will be together taping Laugh and Learn on the 3rd because I will be in Harlem, New York at Comedy in Harlem. The tickets are almost sold out, so please get your tickets. I'm telling you right now. Don't bring your cameras, but bring your pamphlets, because I'm about to cut up for y'all on this weekend. So let's get it together. Well, both weekends.
I'm going to double poison. Double poise pads.
Ooh, those poise pads. They look shapely.
Yeah. Well, if you ever took a good look at me, you'd realize I am. I need a double one. Double wide.
God. Yeah, Bobby always being that step up. We want to thank our producer, Mr. Aaron Howard. Hey, Aaron. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right into it because it's been a week, but we're going to start off with a little lightness. What happened, Bobby? What happened, Bobby, in the news?
So what's old is new, and what's new is old again. Jon Stewart is returning to The Daily Show as a host and as the executive producer. Not a lot of detail, but that's you keep saying this is such an important year for politics. Yeah. So I think having somebody as razor sharp as him this year, whether he'll continue to do it after, I honestly don't know. But I think he's the perfect man for the job this particular year.
And I love that they gave so many different people opportunities to. And there, some of them were really good. Some of them I didn't care for, but some of them were really good. I would have loved to get me a taste of that, a bite out of that. But like you said, what's old is new, and what's new is old. Tell that to my ass and to my knees. Good God,
geez. Please tell it to my knees.
It ain't got old and stay old. It never went back young. I need some Benjamin Button juice, Bobby.
I have to stand on my head to get my boobs to fall back into place where they were supposed to be.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you never know, because when the announcement came out, Flame, it said he will be a host. It didn't say the host.
Yeah, he's going to be there once a week. So he won't.
Oh, there you go.
Other people. But at least they'll know that he will be the common balance because he is the middle of the scale. So he will be the common balance on there to keep it regulated because he's fantastic at that. He is fantastic at that job.
Yeah, he really is. And I find that he gives me a kernel of something every time I listen to him. Bill Maher, too. And I want to go and I research it. So he gives me a subject matter I might not have known, or he gives me a perspective that I might not have felt my own way. I go in and I look at it. And sometimes I just stand firm in how I believe, but I appreciated their point. And then other times I go, yeah, they got a point.
Well, I love his ways of explaining things. It's with passion, but not emotion, because he won't get into the personal. So I kind of like that. I think it's kind of smooth to stay in the middle, because then you still always have a relationship with all sides. Okay, what else happened, Bobby? Because it was something else.
Okay, there's a couple. There's not so light, but light, but not so light. So Macy's is having layoffs. You know, with the brick and mortar stores, people not shopping in person as much. They are going to be laying off about 3.5% of their workforce.
Wait a minute. That ain't like people going to be out of a job. Bobby,
here's the good news. With Joe Biden, he's got, for the love of God, he's got 100,000 new jobs every month. So they might be out of Macy's, but they might go and find something else somewhere else. The bottom line is they just have to want to work. If they want to work, there are some jobs out there for them.
That don't work anymore. Every place I have been, especially if they under 35. They have the job, but they damn sure don't want to work. I see it. Y'all can be mad if you want your customer service, any kind of service, anywhere. Y'all get an attitude for me asking you directions, and we at the train station, and you the conductor. And you mad at me because I asked you a question at your job.
Yeah, where are we going? And they don't want to. I know it is the truth. I feel like I remember my mom when she was probably my age and I was younger, and she'd talk, and I go, God, she sounds so old. And now I'm to the age and I'm like, these kids today, I'm saying the same thing because they just don't want, we've done something wrong. I'm actually blaming us, not the kids, because we made them think they're too good. Like there are nobody loses anymore.
No, I'm not taking any of that. Y'all blame y'all. Cause I used to corner, man. I don't even, I'm still, yeah. Okay. Next,
so the next thing is, you know, and this is a near and dear to my heart because I'm choking in it. Joe Biden got rid of an additional $4.9 billion in student loans, wiping them out for 74,000 borrowers. So, which is terrific. He's got approximately $1.7 billion of aid that's going to 29,000 who are enrolled in that. Remember, we were talking about probably 3 or 4 months ago about that SAVE program. I was urging everybody to please go in and just see, because all you'd waste is the 5 minutes to apply. So he's getting rid of that. He's also getting rid of 43,000, almost 44,000 borrowers if they have been working 10 years in the public sector. That's another $3.2 billion that he's going to forgive as far as the dollar amount. So he has been unable to fulfill his campaign pledge of the 10,000 for everybody, but he's coming in through the back door. You know, he's got 3.7 million Americans in outstanding debt. Even though we had the setback with the Supreme Court, he's getting it in there. So everybody, when you're voting or when you're talking about he's not doing anything, for the love of God, he is. It just might not be on your timetable or whatnot, but he is doing some of the work.
Ain't nothing wrong with going through the back door, Joe. I try that a couple times myself. Do it, Joe. Do it. and this what's so sad about all of these wonderful things that he is doing, especially with these student loans, because some of these people leave college and be in debt for the next 25 years, so can never live successfully. Is these are the stories that are going unreported because all they want to talk about is his age and how old he is. He is doing the job. He is not doing a press conference each and every day because he is busy working and doing the job, which is what Bobby just said. Don't just get the job. Do the work. He's doing the work. Yes, he sees it. But his mind is sharp. Good God. Even if y'all vote for the other one, he's older now than Biden was when Biden became president. So what?
And he is, absolutely.
And he is obsessed with calling the wrong names. I'm seeing a little slight of early onset. So I'm just going to say, hey, girl, I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, you're not the only one that said it. I mean, there is a little something. There is a little something. I figured we'd talk about it during the election, but he kept going on. He was trying to downplay Nikki Haley, and he kept talking about, or not Nikki Haley. He wanted it to be Nancy Pelosi, but he kept calling
her Nikki
Haley.
I know. He got them confused.
And not once, because we all make that slip. You know, you hit a certain age. I think it's actually up 40. And you start, because you got too much, you're weighing on your mind. You've got too much stuff you're trying to balance. But he didn't say it once. He said it about 8 times over a 5-minute period. He got the wrong name each and every time. So, and the bottom line is, folks, Joe's old. So get over it. He's the option that we have. He's getting the work done. His mind is sharp as a tack. His body's just gotten a little frailer. I don't think that anybody is meant at the age of 81 or 78 when he first went in, right, to be working 16-hour days. It's going to take a bit of a toll on you. So he might go out looking like the crypt keeper, but as long as his mind is sharp, everybody ages differently. Some people, look at Betty White. She was reading scripts up until the age of 95, where my aunt, God bless her, 81, and she didn't know her name, my name, anybody. By the way, we had the same name. So everybody ages differently.
Yeah, it is. Oh my God, he. I don't care about his age right now. He is not feeble. He is still able to move. And again, like you said, he is our option because the other one has pretty much laid out a blueprint of what his plan is. They want, and I don't know if you guys are listening to it or paying attention to it because everybody is so fascinated by whatever kind of hypnosis they got over y'all. Because I don't understand it, not one bit. I do not. Because please tell me every time y'all keep talking about what he has done, what has he done politically outside of for the 1% to say the big tax breaks? Please tell me what he has done for the common man, because I'm waiting to hear it. Because y'all here at Biden about, and we are at Biden about the Border Patrol, and we all have an issue with that. But the Border Patrol didn't start on Biden's watch. The last administration said he ran off, I'm building a wall and I'm going to have Mexico pay for it. That wall was 6 feet tall. The Mexicans got a ladder that was 7 feet and then built a tunnel. And it only went a mile and a half. They walked 2 miles and went right past that damn fence. So right. Where's that at, baby? It's so much that Biden inherited from the last administration that was not good that he's still on the cleanup. But nobody wants to give him time. Nobody wants that. They just, I don't know what, it's like a power struggle. I don't know, like a voodoo he has over people, Bobby. It's really scary.
Oh, Trump, I don't understand. It absolutely is the truth. I don't understand what type of hold he's going to hold over some people. My God. We were going to get to this after, but what the hell, we'll hit it now and we'll move down the subjects. As far as the election, I was watching. So we know that yesterday was the New Hampshire primary. We know that Trump won by 55%, I believe it was 55 point something. And Haley was like 10 or 11 under. She really, at this point, should be bowing out, but she's going to stay in. She said there are a lot of other states. She's not a quitter. Bless her heart. During his speech, he had to knock her down. She had a horrible night. She did not have a horrible night. She did better than they thought she was going to do. She had a fancy dress, and then he was picking on the dress like he was some schoolyard bully that he didn't like her dress. Maybe he wanted it. Maybe you've got competition flame. But Tim Scott was standing behind him with this ridiculous big-toothed grin, and he should be ashamed of himself. He was put in office or nominated by Nikki Haley. Absolutely no loyalty there. And there is no loyalty, it seems like, in Washington, even on her side. And then tells Trump publicly, I love you. It's disgusting. Him and Vivek Ramaswamy, I think each one take their own butt cheek to hold up.
Bobby, I love the fact that you're saying that about Tim Scott, and you a full-on white woman, and you were disgusted by it. I was repulsed by that myself, Bobby. But that shows to me that Trump sees that you have no loyalty to anybody. So why would I think that you would have loyalty to me? Because he already got burned, according to him, by Mike Pence. But Mike Pence followed the Constitution. And thank you that Mike Pence had a conscience and did follow the Constitution. Or I don't know where we would be right now. Secondly, he wants to sick everybody on everybody. I watched his so-called success speech, and you're right. He just out of sorts. Black people don't see Tim Scott, but we understand who he is as black people. We do. White people, and every nationality has their Tim Scott. They do. Every nationality has their listen. We all got one of those or a few of those. But what we're going to do, I do not believe that Trump is going to appoint him to be his VP simply because he has showed his disloyalty publicly towards Nikki Haley. So why wouldn't I think that you would do that to me? I believe that it will be Vivek Ramaswamy because he is as thirsty as a dry desert, and he will do anything for some shine. Anything. So if Trump tell him to shine, he will shine. That's why I believe he's going to probably pick him, because he needs one that no matter what it goes down, because if he loses, is going to be they cheated. If he wins, it's going to be outrageous, and we are doomed either way. Because if he loses,
oh, absolutely.
If we thought January 6th was something, be ready. If he wins, people will be more emboldened to show pure, out, unadulterated hate and racism towards another people just because they have a different skin color. Because those are the seeds that they have planted.
It won't even make a difference, Flame, if it's a different skin color. They're just going to hate. If you have any, I won't even put political signs in my front yard this time. I did for Biden. I won't do it again because you don't know what type of hillbilly whack job. Because that seems like the people that really come out for him, God bless them. You don't know who's going to be throwing a rock at you as you're coming out of your house. Mm-hmm. You know who Tim Scott reminds me of? And this might not resonate with everybody because I think you have to be of a certain age, although it was before you're in my time, but we certainly watched Leave It to Beaver reruns. He reminds me of the black Eddie Haskell.
He ain't got to be black. He was just Eddie Haskell. You're right.
That's
Eddie,
it.
What about the
well,
color?
I'd say that, but I didn't want people going, huh? But that's what he reminds me of. Just a big kiss ass, you know,
Well, whatever power Trump has over people, it's a whole lot of them. you and I discussed this earlier. There's a young savvy reporter on CNN, black guy, handsome too. He just came with the come on the other night. I'm sorry, I cannot remember this young man's name.
I can't either.
But he really broke it down to say that he was hoping that they could pick his brain because he don't even understand. It's like it's almost like hypnotic.
It is. Yeah, he said he wants to study the book, the mental health, the mental book of the psyche book of Trump, because he wants to know how he gets the power. He said, he makes men generals, other people in his cabinet bend to his will. How in the world is he doing it? I don't know. He was really well spoken too, and I liked he kept it simple. I liked his they had a CNN clickbait, a little clip, but the entire interview was actually very good. I really liked him, but for the life of me, I didn't like him enough to pay attention to his name. I'm a little embarrassed, but he was.
That's because they had 12 other headlines going past. So you're trying to look and listen and good God.
And I'm of a certain age. I gotta pay attention.
I'm like, y'all know I can't multitask. I'm getting there. Early onset ain't the only thing running around over here.
Oh my God. Yeah, I got a little ADD. I do think that Trump, he's going to try to be a little bit savvier. Then I think he was trying with Pence was trying to get the evangelical, side, because there are a lot of Republicans out there and they have a huge voting impact. I think he's going to either pick a black man. So that would be Tim Scott. I don't know who else it could be, or a woman, but he doesn't respect a woman. But I think he's going to be looking for more of a diverse vote.
Girl, he don't respect anyone, period.
Yeah. Yeah,
family, children. Good God, I would love to see how he talks to it. No, don't you say that thing, my bro.
I don't think he necessarily talks. So I don't know if it's going to be a Sarah Huckabee Sanders or that Elise. Is it Stefanik? Or a Tim Scott or a Vivek Ramaswamy?
Not the lady from Arizona, though. Definitely not. Oh my God.
You're thinking, who am I? Marjorie Not Marjorie Taylor Greene. You're not talking about her.
She's not in Arizona. With short dark hair. Not her.
Oh my God, I've totally blanked on her name.
She is him with a JJ. Good God.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she does wear a pantsuit though. Oh my God, that's gonna drive me absolutely crazy.
I do believe he will pick Vivek Ramaswamy because he needs somebody who will do everything that he says to do, whether it's legal or not. And y'all heard what he said. He does not get mad. He gets even. First day, he says he wants a dictatorship. Okay.
Yep. And what's going to happen, people? So it's not going to just be a dictatorship. It's going to be that he's going to, we talked about earlier, he's going to be a person that wants wishes, that he's going to want all of the wishes from the genie. He's going to wipe out that constitution. He's going to totally erase it so that we are, it doesn't come in play anymore. So he can continue to be that dictator that he really wants to be.
He damn sure going to get rid of Obamacare. So for all you hillbillies that think that you're on the Affordable Care Act, baby, that is Obamacare. So while you running and doing this, and I'm not just talking to the hillbillies that live in the hills, I'm talking to ones that live in the house. Because you live grand and you got an Ivy League, don't make you not be a hillbilly, baby.
Love. I mean lower income is what we're, the white.
No, I ain't talking about lower income. I'm talking about hillbilly. It's a lot of people that act like hillbillies. They can be rich and they still got a hillbilly mentality. Because I'm telling you right now, some of y'all ain't gonna pay attention to what is going on, but he's gonna do more damage to y'all than us. You just don't know that.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
They're off to South Carolina, you know, the Palmetto State. So that's going to be the next one.
Now that she was the governor of that state, but according to statistics, which ain't always right, that he's faring better than her in her own home state.
Well, they are because they're real. So she needed New Hampshire because New Hampshire had more independence, and they were hoping to God that she was going to gather up that. You know, that sector, they're more real left Republicans in South Carolina, and that is not her wheelhouse. So, we'll see how she does. So far, she's not anticipated to win. Now, South Carolina really helped, President Biden the last time. So, you know, he's been off. He went already. This is the second time, I think, this month. So he is off to South Carolina to see if he can work with them and work with the black voters.
Come back, Bobby. Come back, Bobby. Come back. Good God, Bobby. She's on a tangent, y'all. She's on a tangent.
that's what we'll see.
Well, here's the thing. With 91 federal charges, hanging over this former president's head, some states wanted to take him, remove him from the ballot. If he has to finally step away from that, wouldn't she automatically, since she's the only one in the race, become the only candidate?
That's what I cut. So you just said something that I've been really, it's another thing that's kind of keeping me up at night.
Because if you dropped out, you can't drop back in.
That's it. So what happens? But then if she can't keep up. Like, you know, if her backer stock coming down and she starts losing her money and she can't continue the, she can't continue the fight, right? And she drops out, and then he, let's pretend that one of these indictments, it does lead to something and there's actually charges.
Right.
Where do they go? Like, do you go to her? Do you go back and say, well, she was the last one in the race?
That's what I'm saying. Cause if you drop out, you can't drop back in.
I mean, he's out, already, well, that's it. He's already, threatening to, so, you know, the other thing that we've all been talking about is there are a number of states that are trying to take him off the ballot because they believe in amendment, the 14th Amendment, Section 3. And so the Supreme Court had a couple of weeks ago agreed to hear that case, but he's almost threatening them, telling them it's going to be chaos and bedlam if states are allowed to bar him or remove him from the 2024 ballot.
Well,
so he's even threatening people.
Wasn't that just another dog whistle that he did on January the 6th?
It is. So I'm if they, because in all of these cases that he's had, he's getting in trouble with the judges because he can't seem to keep his lips zipped. So if the Supreme Court takes this as any type of threat, like, I don't know. I don't, what do they do if all of their candidate, if he's the only, if he's the last man standing and there's nobody else, I would love for somebody, nobody's been talking about that.
Yeah, well, because nobody wants to say that he's not going to make it. So everybody walk around on eggshells. I want to get off of that. I'm catching gas talking about it.
Okay. Immigration, the razor wire, as we know, thank God, has come down. You know, immigration, we've been talking about it so much. So this is the other thing that I struggle with. So on day one of President Biden being in office, literally the first day, he already had a bill that was all put together, and he put it forward to Congress on immigration. I honestly don't know. I have read the website, and I was hoping that they would say, like, literally, he wants $40 billion. It's sort of a little bit bigger. He's looking for more citizenship for people who actually can be vetted. I know that he's looking for a better infrastructure right there on the borderlines, like more judges and right, because the judge can say, nope, you can't come in, and literally put them back on a plane. Not put them back into Mexico, put them on a plane and get them back to where they came from so they're not hanging around and talking about that inferior wall, just coming in the other side of it. So naturally, because we're in this political us and them problem that we're in, I want to know why. And so the other side, the Republicans, don't even want to look at this for whatever reason. Maybe they think there's too much money. Why can't they? They're supposed to all be working for the people. Why in the world are they not using it as a first step? Not, I'm sure Biden, just like Obamacare, President Obama didn't love Obamacare. It's what he could get passed. Why aren't they dusting it off, looking at it and say, okay, we like this piece, and this piece, and we got it. There's no compromise. Nothing's happening. Instead, everybody's just screaming that something has to happen and leaving these poor guards on the line for 16 hours.
Ooh, I was waiting on you. I was about to say, Bobby, it's a podcast. Sir. It's a podcast, not a phone conversation. Good God. Jesus, good Lord. Bobby, so I have no idea. It's so many things that are being missed publicly because I think everybody is truly worried. I think people are bona fide afraid of the aftermath of another 4 years of Trump, or if it's 4 years. I think people are, because he has put out the, to be afraid. He made it. He said, I don't get mad, I get even. So he has put out what he is planning on doing. So if you cross him in any kind of way, you up the creek without a paddle. So I don't know what people want. But here again, is he the crazy one, or is the people that allow him to get away with everything that he gets away with, including judges and everybody else, are they the crazy ones? That's what it is right there.
I think it's a 50-50, honey. I think everybody's a little culpable. I'm really disappointed with us as citizens. Is the people who are, because I'm not going to say Republicans, because it's not. He's got a base of either 30% or 40% of the Republicans. They are listening to everything he says. So when he said, to repeat what you had just said, that he doesn't get mad, he gets even, they're going, yeah, like, that's great. And the rest of us are all looking and saying, that's a threat. But for some reason, they're not seeing it the same way. Why they're not voting him out? I'm so disappointed that he's back where, that we have allowed him as the American people to be back in any, that close to the power that next November can be, or this November can bring.
Speaks volumes for the way, mm-hmm. for the status of America, though. It's so loud that it's deafening. It is so loud that it's deafening.
I agree. I think we're in, we talked about this earlier offline. I think we're in this reality star TV, social media world where there are keyboard gangsters and the like. And we like to, we like what we see. We think this is terrific. I think if this guy ever ran in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, nobody would even speak to him. You know, this is deplorable the way that he handles himself. But damn, we like this behavior. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're in a different time, Bobby. But girl, let's get off of this because I told you.
Okay, Tom.
I got two guests.
Yeah, and I don't want no guests coming through the phone. I don't like that. So, just as a little, it's kind of hard to believe 40 years ago, Apple, the first Macintosh was out for $2,500. Can you imagine? I wanted to look up, but I didn't have the time, what the average pay was. That had to be like months worth of salary for a man, you know, 40 years ago.
Apple been making all the money since Apple started. Good God. Can we come up with some bananas or some cherries, please? I think I bought some cherries iPods today because somebody got me at the gas station. I don't even front. That is great. That is, listen, Steve Jobs, may he rest in peace, and the what's his name? Bill Gates. They came up with this. They just, I don't know. Some people just know or have a eye for the future. Now, back then, because I wouldn't follow nothing VG is doing right now at all. I have no trust for him. But back then, they saw something, and them two college boys did that. And look how successful they are. Like, Bill Gates is one of, if not the richest, like, he's number one, two, or three of the richest people in the world.
In you college boys, true, but college dropouts. You know, they dropped out and kept moving. You know, they did it. They were so smart to begin with that they were even able to do this stuff. So I don't know. They probably could have taught the classes. Never mind. But really impressive. I saw that and I went, aw. Did you see the Academy Awards? Jimmy Kimmel's going to be doing it again for the fourth time.
I did see that, Bobby, because you know that is a dream of mine. I would love to host the Academy Awards. I know y'all don't. I'm not in y'all radar, but I promise you. It'll be a night. Look, I know we got another night we ain't going to never forget. But my night will be better way. It'll be in a positive, fun way. It'll be a night to remember. Starting with that wardrobe change alone.
Oh, my God. That would be a star call. I would love to even see you. We were talking with the last awards, and I would have liked to see you with the host. I'd love to see you and Jimmy Kimmel go back and forth. I think that would be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, great banter.
Yeah, I love the banter because he's great at banter, right? So, yes. And he's really razor sharp like you are. Like, he just comes out with it. So I love that as well. But hey, I don't, there isn't a movie. I have to tell you, I've been starting to feel like super old. There isn't a movie out there though that I really even know. I never saw Oppenheimer. Did you ever watch it?
I want to see the Flower Moon one. I had said I want to see that anyway because Robert De Niro is in it, and I love me some Robert De Niro, period.
Me, so do I.
My favorite Robert De Niro is Taxi Driver. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
Taxi Driver.
Oh, I wanted him just to choke me out. I just wanted him to choke me out.
You are so funny. it's something God. Else that's actually got to be coming to the elections, and something ladies we really have to be working for is, you know, 51 years ago this week was Roe v. Wade. You know, it was put into action, and we really have to, you know, bring that back. So,
and as much as they want to be so sexist in this country and so petrified about a woman being the president, here's a killer right here. Women are going to have to save this election. Women are going to have to save the mm-hmm. democracy simply because I think there's more women than men in the world, and especially in the free world, because so many people are in prison. But women are going to really have to band together and save this democracy. And ladies, I'm a trans woman. I'm not a biological woman. But for all of everybody has the Me Too movement, and you are so offended if somebody calls you sweetheart or baby, This man has greatly said what he can do to y'all and get away with it, and has done it and got away with it. But right. y'all voted for him. So it makes me question not my womanhood, but yours.
Yeah, we've got to do something. I mean, I we've said it 1,000 times. Please vote, 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 vote. Something not so, it's happy as far as we know who they are now, that they did find the body of the two Navy SEALs, one of them right here from Massachusetts. So our hearts go out to their families. They're doing their job. And the one here from Mass was trying to save the other one.
And those Navy SEALs are really badasses. They are training for almost everything. So
they
I wonder,
are,
oh my God, that was it because they were fighters. Oh my God.
But you don't know, because we'll never know the circumstances. So you don't know if there was a rip current. You know, nobody can. You could be the best swimmer in the entire universe. If a rip current comes, it's really, you can get out of it. But if in the ocean, I don't know, like in the middle of the ocean, I know what it's like when you're on the edge. They sleep, swim to the side. But you have no idea. You don't know if it was a motor that was, God knows, but unfortunately, they both drown, and they have them, and their families are where.
I'm glad they found them, because it's one thing. That's another thing to never have that closure. So you always wonder what happened with the body.
Right.
Speaking of, since we're on the subject, we lost Derek. Was it Derek King, Martin Luther King's son? May he rest in peace, because and from prostate cancer, and we have talked about.
On I didn't think it was Dexter.
Yeah. Dexter. Yes. Oh, how could I forget that name?
That's how I, because when you said Derek, I'm like, I think it was, but I don't know. I thought Dexter it was Dexter.
King, one of Martin Luther King's children, 62 years old, man of color, men, period. Women, get your, well, women can't get, they don't have a prostate, but you have to get a colonoscopy.
Well, you can go and get your prostate.
Yeah, well, I'm a trans woman, but please get your prostate exam done. As from the age of 40 up, especially if you are people of color, because y'all know we like our spicy foods and we like different things that don't always agree with the body, and sometimes it seems to move a little faster in us. It is not what you think. It can be a little invasive. The worst part of it is the preparation before you have the procedure, because you have to, visit the restroom so many times in a day.
But that's a colonoscopy,
in and out. But when your prostate, that's what you get the colonoscopy for, to make sure you don't have cancer polyps and everything in your rectum.
Yeah.
But when you have a prostate, and you'll know when you start having prostate issues, because your pee flow is different, your orgasm is different, you sometimes suffer from ED, and so you'll notice that in your body, and then you always think that it's food, but sometimes it's something else. Don't be afraid to go to the doctor. Your body is your own machine, and the older you get, you better take care of it, because once it goes, it goes. But get it done, so many of us found out in the last stage. I don't know if he found out in the last stage or if he suffered for it, but once you find out in stage four, there's nothing doctors can do. You're toast. I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth.
Sad. It's sad stuff. I'm glad that his mom wasn't around, because I think it's so hard to lose a child. So God bless their family. They've had so much tragedy as it is.
Yeah. So fellas, get your prostate exam done. It ain't bad as you think. Just take a shower before you go. The doctor don't want to smell all that. Okay. Where are we going by?
So another just couple of pieces. I don't know a lot about this one. If you've heard of anything, chime in. There's a jailbreak in Arkansas. Two guys, Noah Roush and Itonia Bryant, were missing from the Dub Brazel Adult Detention Center. So keep your eyes out if you're in Arkansas, people. I don't know if they're.
It's been quite a few jailbreaks. It truly makes me feel like
somebody
has to be on the inside helping these people get out, because the jails are privatized and they're so secure. But again, that might be what we said at the top of the show, lack of people wanting to work, because you got the job does not mean that you want to do the job.
No, it doesn't mean that they're fully staffed. It absolutely might. It was like the Border Patrol. They had some gents on there that were saying they're doing 16-hour shifts. Like the money, they need the money. So same thing, especially, I know they're privatizing because it's, which seems crazy because it's for profit. I don't think they get the same care as if the state was doing it themselves. But Anyway, look out, people. I can't believe that we have another jailbreak. You never used to hear about them. Now you have people like Spider-Man climbing up the walls, for the love of God.
Somebody paying somebody from the outside looking in. Something. I'm just saying. Somebody is getting paid. Follow what they always say. Follow the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Honest to God. Well, hopefully they'll figure it out. But as of 9 this morning, when I had looked at this article, they hadn't found them yet. Somebody that they... Them. Yeah, absolutely. That they did find guilty was the, remember Kaylin Gillis? She was the girl that pulled into the wrong driveway. Yeah. And this 65-year-old guy, Kevin Monahan, shot her. It was in upstate New York, I believe. They found him guilty. Thank God. So yeah. It's not going to bring her back, but at least he's not getting off.
And mind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with this story, that was white on white because he was white yep. and so was she.
Yeah, so,
and I'm telling you, to me, that yes, it's justice, and we want to see justice. It don't matter about the color because somebody still lost their life.
Yeah.
But I love that they show that, you know what, at least we're trying to be fair in some for instances because he deserved exactly that. Just for making a mistake and pulling his driveway, that is commonplace. You know how many different people driveways I've turned into or so
me
many
too.
Other people have, and now you're doing the run the risk of thinking you're going to get your blames brought out? That is crazy. That is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah,
no better for him, Bobby. Bobby, let me tell you how bad we are right now. So I was seeing the Cal Rittenhouse. Y'all remember the little boy whose mother drove him across the state line
because
he wanted to be part of a protest and shot and killed two innocent people. Is having a conference at the East Tennessee State University. Bobby, when I saw that, I was mortified to be like, to talk about what? How his mommy drove him to kill people?
Because the reality is, isn't he like 17 or 18, Flame? Like, what
Something
life experience
like
does he have to speak about? He didn't even get there himself. His mom had to get him there. Like, I don't get it.
Is she going to drive him to the conference?
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will. Yeah, I can't even, that makes absolutely no sense. I don't even, who'd want him? Is he going to, maybe he's going to be one of those, pro-gun people or something, and that's what I don't get it.
They are anything for sensationalism, fame, shine, and money. Good God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
you know what?
About.
With that, I gotta pee. That didn't give me gas. Good God, Jesus. I just had to let y'all know that. Listen, we are in a crisis, America. Please, ladies and gentlemen, vote, and don't vote your future because the future looks very bleak and dark. Don't vote your past because it's ugly. You see what you're living in right now? You better vote to make real change right now. I mean instant. This ain't AI. This is real life. I can't tell you how to vote, but I need you to understand that the vote that you do may save the democracy that we have. Because here, listen, that's just my little word of the week. Because we got the same motto, here laughing. Here laughing, we're not trying to change your man. We're only trying to get you to use your man. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
So is a vote. So get your ass to the polls and vote.
You got it right.
And vote right, please, because I'm telling y'all right now, remember he called that other Secretary of State because he needed to find 11,780 votes. He has appointed about five or six Secretary of States while he was in office.
And the Supreme Court justices and the whole bit. And it's not...
What you think they're going to do?
Exactly. We're not voting. This isn't even... If he gets the primary, this is no longer Republican and Democrat. We're voting democracy or the democracy gone. It changes the vote. So I don't care if you're Republican, independent, you can't let this man back in.
Not with 91 Lumen charges over his head, because I ain't even got one and y'all messing with me, so I'm just saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. Thank you to our producer, Mr. Aaron Howe. We will talk to you all next week. Have a great week. And if you're in New York next weekend, come see me at Comedy in Harlem, February 2nd and 3rd. But if you're in Covina Friday and Saturday this week, which is the 26th and 27th, I'll be with Tiffany Haddish at the Laugh Factory. Deuces. That means peace. Bye.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. thank you guys. This is Flame of Row. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.